So, as I was saying, photographs have always been on Audioboo. The new website design is an attempt to draw more people into Audioboo if they come across the website. And photos, perhaps what they've decided to do is, as I say, photos are always there, so perhaps what they've decided to do is to try and make more use of the photographs that they have. Let's put it that way. But I have heard some people saying, oh, well, you know, if they're going to make us do photographs, I might consider moving to a different audio platform. But one that was mentioned was SoundCloud. And so I thought, well, I'll go and have a look and see what they do. And again, they do have photos. More like the older style of Audioboo, where, I say, the photos are perhaps limited in their size, so they're not quite as prominent, but they are... There, nevertheless, they seem to have profile photos and photos accompanying individual sound clips as well. So actually, you know, I think, to be totally honest, all these websites will have a visual element. And that is, if it's a website that's designed for everybody, not just designed for visually impaired people, it's going to have a visual element. Because... people who aren't visually impaired are so driven by their vision that if you made a website that just sounded good on a screen reader and you didn't care about what it looked like, it would probably just not get very many visits from anyone who wasn't visually impaired. It's the honest truth. And so you do have to, even a website that's all about sound does have to have a visually appealing website. Now, talking about the use of photos on Audioboo, so there's two different types of photo, I should say, or two different types of image. You've got your profile image, and you've got images to go with individual boos. I don't think anybody should feel that they must add either of these types of image, not at all. And I have to say, I don't think that's what Dolores meant. I think she had noticed the lack of images on visually impaired people's profiles. And she kind of noticed that, to her, that made it... She could almost identify who was visually impaired due to the lack of photos. I think what was crossing her mind was, are the visually impaired users aware that the photos are there? If they're not aware and they were told that the photos were there, perhaps they would want to upload a photo. Because perhaps if you didn't know the photos were there, you may not realise that other people are actually putting a lot of photos up. And you may not realise that makes your page look different. Perhaps she was a bit naive in thinking that. Perhaps she didn't realise that visually impaired people either were aware the photos were there and had just chosen not to use them, or if they really weren't aware, it's because they really didn't care. Or perhaps, you know, as a visually impaired person, perhaps you feel that the best reflection of you to have on your profile is no images because you don't see anything. So it could be a deliberate choice in that way. But yeah, I think perhaps she was just trying to alert us to the fact that there were photos, so that if we didn't know there were before, we would have a choice about whether we wanted to add them or not. And I guess, you know, thinking from the point of view of someone who's sighted, she's perhaps concerned that we might miss out on potential followers by not having a profile page that didn't look visually attractive as other people's. Whether that means we miss out on followers, I'm not sure. I suppose this is something we would need the sighted people to actually come in on and explain. I know a couple of sighted people have commented on the photo issue, and haven't, but haven't actually said whether it makes any difference to who they follow, as to whether they include photos or not. For me, as I say, I've wasn't really in an easy position to upload photos because of no camera on my iPad, but I did think it was worth putting some kind of profile picture up. And it's actually a picture of some kind, it sounds weird, it's actually a picture of some kind of worm, but it's, I've seen it featured on the internet somewhere, as, you know, it's some, I think it's some kind of undersea creature, but it looks, it's got like purple fronds to it on it and things, purple's my favourite colour, and it also looks like it's got a smiley face, it hasn't really, but that's what it looks like, so I just picked that as my profile picture.